it's time to continue the hour with the next installment of a new exclusive radio presentation we've got here on 97.9 The Hill, The Buzz at Blue Hill, presented in partnership with the Trinzic Residential Group. Talking about the Blue Hill District between Food Lion and Whole Foods undergoing renewal and transformation, to say the least. What's emerging is a blend of pleasant walking experiences, commercial uses, upper-story residents, bike paths, sidewalk cafes, and more. And every month, we're hearing from residents and business people who live, work, and play in that great neighborhood. Today, we are with Lisa Cayley, who is the Executive Director of Extraordinary Ventures on Elliott Road. Years of business experience, graduated from the Keenan Flagler Business School, and she's got tons of experience with various nonprofits, and she is with us today. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
March of this year marked a year for you in that role of Extraordinary Ventures. So how has the year been going for you?
Wow, it is so hard to believe. It's only been 1 year since I started as executive director. So many things have happened, but I truly love my job.
Nice.
I truly love my job. Extraordinary Ventures is a nonprofit with a mission of running sustainable businesses with a philosophy that all people are employable. And we focus on providing employment opportunities for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities such as autism. So I get to work with the best people on earth.
That's awesome. And it is Extraordinary Ventures. You've got multiple different businesses like within that umbrella, right?
Oh, yeah. We have 6 different businesses.
Wow.
And our most visible is the Blue Hill Event Center. We actually rebranded that last year to help gain awareness. And you may have noticed our new sign on Elliott across from Whole Foods. We also have a big office solutions mailing business that a lot of people aren't aware of. We mail out almost 10,000 letters a day for our main customer, iTicket. We have a extraordinary laundry service. It's a pickup and delivery laundry service, and we do student laundry, residential, and commercial. I love our tagline. It's laundry with a positive spin.
Nice.
And then this year, we're really growing our extraordinary gift business. We make great candles and soaps. And another cool thing we do is that we clean the Chapel Hill transit buses. And lastly, we have Extraordinary Pets, a pet walking service. So we stay pretty busy.
Did each of those like individual businesses get added individually, or was it all like one big vision?
You know, they were added individually because we were really looking for businesses where we could highlight the strengths of different employees. And each of these businesses offers different people a chance to really shine.
What are some of the strengths of hiring neurodiverse people?
Well, I mean, there are so many benefits to hiring neurodiverse employees. A lot of people don't realize that IDD adults have an 80% unemployment rate. And it is so unfair because it's really just because of stigma. IDD adults are incredibly reliable. They show up for work. They're enthusiastic. They want to be there. They are great at their jobs. They're great at structured task and detail, and I can tell you I cannot do the work that they do so well. I mean, don't ask me to fold a fitted sheet. But I'll just say, too, that, you know, businesses need to be aware that hiring adults with developmental disabilities is not an act of charity. They're going to end up being your best employees.
Mm-hmm. And IDD is intellectual and developmental disability, is that right?
Disorder, yeah.
Disorder,
and,
that's it.
Yeah, and, you know, our world is so filled with acronyms. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you.
Pretty much my job here is like, that acronym, what does that mean, that
exactly,
one?
Exactly, exactly.
So speaking with Lisa Cayley, Executive Director of Extraordinary Ventures, they've got that great space on Elliott Road, and I can vouch for the event center because I got married in that space back in 2018.
Love
so
that.
It is a fantastic space, but that space is also going to be changing in the coming years, right?
There might be some plans with it, but you know, last summer we took the opportunity to refresh that event space. So
awesome.
I hope you've been in there recently, but we
did an event there earlier this year.
Oh,
so
that's
yeah,
right.
It's a great
we got
space.
To host
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we repainted, we put in some new technology, and it really looks new again. And as I mentioned it, we rebranded it. So it's back to being a popular venue for a lot of events and meetings. And we have an incredibly great event space director, Brandon Long. He has a lot of 5-star reviews on Google. You gotta
awesome.
Check those out. But everybody really agrees he's the best. But I have to put in a plug for our parking. We are really easily accessible.
Which is
at
plentiful,
Blue Hill.
Yes.
Yeah, I always joke, it's the only place in Chapel Hill you can pull up at 8:55 and still be on time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking again with Lisa Cayley, and a lot always going on in Extraordinary Ventures, what's coming up that folks should know about?
Well, what's coming up that people should know about is we're having a big inclusive business spring gift market, and that'll be on Saturday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's a great opportunity to check out the space, and it's also a perfect place to get Mother's Day and teacher gifts. We have about 16 vendors that employ or are run by adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and they include the Purple Bowl, B3 Coffee, our own Extraordinary Gifts, and a lot of other businesses. It's a really fun market.
People want to find you online. Where can they go?
ExtraordinaryVentures.org.
ExtraordinaryVentures.org. Go there and find out more about all of these events. Mark your calendar for Saturday the 13th, the Inclusive Business Spring Gift Market, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be a fantastic event. We're speaking with Lisa Cayley, and this is The Buzz at Blue Hill. We're talking about you being an organization in that Blue Hill district. So
yeah.
What is it about being in Blue Hill that's cool and unique?
Well, I mean, talking personally a little bit, I really love the great dining options. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I don't know if I'm a foodie, but I'm a good eater, and I love having the
That makes you a foodie.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yes.
I didn't know if there
Roll
was like
it.
A something that I had to
no.
acquire some
there,
knowledge.
There are zero qualifications for being a foodie.
Well, I love having the Casual Pint and Osteria Georgie right across the street.
They're both fantastic.
Yeah, the Casual Pint is also an inclusive employer, by the way.
Nice.
So that's great. And, you know, I mean, just being able to have an office where I can just walk outside and go across the street and have some of the most amazing food in the area is pretty wonderful. So it's definitely a fantastic place to have an office. Yeah.
What else should folks know about Extraordinary Ventures?
Well, Extraordinary Ventures, I would just say the best way to support us is to check out our businesses. You know, we love to have people come by, and anybody who's interested in hiring adults themselves and feels like they don't know how to go about it, please give us a call. I'm always happy to share our knowledge and encourage the greater employment of this often overlooked workforce. There's really some amazing people out there looking for jobs.
And yeah. Got some really amazing people at Extraordinary Ventures. You can find them online at extraordinaryventures.org anytime. And, of course, mark your calendars for Saturday, May 13th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Inclusive Business Spring Gift Market. That's The Buzz at Blue Hill. Lisa Cayley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks.